All right, welcome back. So we are holding in Hilchos Brachos, learning about Iker v'Tafel, primary foods and secondary foods. Let's just do a 30-second recap of what we covered last week. There are going to be a number of different components of this concept of Iker v'Tafel, a primary food and a secondary food. The element that we focused on last week was what we would call an enhancer, where there's a clear primary food and a secondary food that is enhancing that food under such a circumstance, even though there's still two distinct foods, you only make one bracha. So we brought as an example, blintzes with sour cream. So it's clear there are two foods here. There's blintz and then there's a sour cream, but since the sour cream is enhancing the blintz, I only make the mizonos on my blintz and I don't have to worry about the sour cream. Same thing would be true with apple and honey. There are two foods in front of me, but still, since the honey is enhancing the apple, I don't have to make a bracha on the honey, I make a bracha on my apple, and I am covered. Same thing with gefilte fish, and if you put any type of topping on that. We discussed last week that one of the fascinating aspects of this law is that it is simply stated as whatever is primary gets the blessing, and the secondary enhancing food doesn't. And that's a subjective quality. Whatever is considered primary to you and the other food that's enhancing it doesn't require bracha. So we mentioned rice cakes and peanut butter. Very often can be a subjective discussion. One person might be eating a rice cake and would like a little bit of flavor from peanut butter. Another person might be eating peanut butter and doesn't want to eat it straight out of the jar, so they put it on a rice cake. But it's one is clearly enhancing the other, and whichever one is your primary food, that's the one that you get your bracha. Same thing with cottage cheese and fruit. If you put a little wedge of fruit and you put some cottage cheese on it, what are you eating? Are you eating cottage cheese with fruit, or are you eating fruit with cottage cheese? And same thing with strawberries and cream, as I mentioned last week. You know, my children are eating cream and happens to have some strawberry with it, because otherwise they're not allowed to eat the cream. Some adults might be eating strawberries and they put a little bit of cream on it. Whatever is your primary food gets the bracha, and the secondary food is considered secondary. It does not need a bracha. We mentioned one very significant exception to that is mizonot products. Breads, crackers, cakes are almost always considered, or I should say like this, cannot be considered secondary. They're just too important. So even if you're eating tuna fish and you really are just wanting to enhance it with your cracker is too important to be considered relegated to nothingness, that it doesn't get its own bracha. So you'd have to make two brachas in that case, because your primary food is your tuna fish, and your secondary food just it can't be called secondary. It's just too important. And therefore, those kinds of situations with the mizonos will require a second bracha. But we're going to talk more about that, because the other thing which I mentioned, which we haven't yet addressed and we're not going to do today, is when the foods are both primary. And you can't, I'm just acknowledging we have to, there's like a lot to cover. Sometimes they're both true. There isn't an enhancer. But the first level that we discussed is where it is clearly defined that I have a primary food and then a secondary food that's simply enhancing that first food, make a bracha on the primary and exempt the secondary. Let's discuss the second major category in this topic, and that's what's called a single entity food. Sometimes, not just sometimes, very often, we actually take two distinct foods and we recreate a new food that is a single entity food. Not like my cottage cheese on a wedge of fruit, where even as I'm eating it, it's two foods. Here's my cottage cheese, here's my vegetable or my fruit, whatever it is, they're two foods. Sometimes we have to address the bracha on a food where I've recreated a single new entity and I have to figure out what bracha to make on that. Let's just talk about a couple of examples. And just again, we're doing these in short 20-minute sessions. There's so many different points. We're going to go over them so that it's all clear, but let's just tackle each one piece by itself to understand it. Couple of examples, three examples of when we create a single entity food. Now, the reason why this is important is if we create a single entity food, then it only gets a single bracha. No matter how many different components go into it, if what we're looking at is a single entity food, it's only going to get one bracha because it's become one food. And then we're going to utilize the principle of primary and secondary to figure out which bracha. But it's a different format than what we've been speaking about, which is where I have two foods, but one is enhancing the other. Now, again, I've simply created a new food. Couple of examples to bring out this point. Let's say you mix grape juice and apple juice together. So grape juice gets a bori pri hagafen, and apple juice gets a shahakol. And for whatever reason, you like the flavor, or one is too sugary, or too sweet, whatever, you mix them together. In front of you, it's a single drink. You can't separate, this is grape juice, this is apple juice. You mix liquids together, I now have a single food that's comprised of two different brachos that are now one. So I need to figure out what bracha do I make on this when I have the two components. So that's a single entity food. Or just using an example, that's just as to bring up this point, when you make dough, whether to bake cookies or challah, in essence what you've done is you've taken eggs and flour and sugar and any other ingredient, you mix them all together, and what you have now is dough. This dough is a new entity from all of the components that went into it. And I use that again, we often don't eat dough, except if you're in a TCBY, you might eat cookie dough, which is its own separate discussion, which is enhancing the ice cream. But that's just an example of how you can mix things together in a way in which the product is a new creation from the components that went into it, and it would get a single bracha. So let's talk about the more practical situations where we have this example of a single entity. Let me finish, AB, and I'll get the questions in the end. One major way of creating a single entity is by cooking or baking the products together. So that, for example, lasagna. What is a classic lasagna? I have noodles, I have cheese, I have tomato sauce, and maybe you like to put in spinach leaves, whatever else you like to put in there. I bake it all together. What comes out of the oven, we don't say, well, I need to make a ha'adama on the spinach and a shahakol on the cheese and a mizonos on the noodle. This is lasagna. It's not, you don't say, what are you having for lunch? I'm having noodles and cheese and some egg and spinach. No, you're eating lasagna. You created a new food, and all of those components are combined into, and we just need to figure out what's the single bracha that I make on this food. Same thing with pizza. I have one food that's made up of many different things, and I could see them. Here's the cheese, here's the sauce, here's the crust, but it becomes a single food. Cholent is a great example. Cholent of the barley, whatever you like to put in, your potatoes, your meat, whatever goes in there, the beans, at the end, when it's done, I now have what's called cholent. It's a new entity, and it's only going to get one bracha because it became a single food. We will get to some exceptions from all of these, but that's the basic rule in which through cooking or baking, you've created out of all of the components a single food. Why is this again relevant? Just reviewing, because if I can define what's in front of me as a single entity food, I now need to make only one bracha on it because this is a single food. Let me just contrast this again for clarity. Let's say you're baking a chicken, and as many of you are familiar, very often a chicken dish is baked with potatoes on the side, so that they're baked all together. And then when it comes out, you have a baked chicken with your roasted potatoes. How many, is that a single bracha or a double bracha food? Is that a new entity food or is it two foods? It's two foods. Here are my potatoes. I eat them whole. Here's my chicken. The fact that they were baked in the same dish so that I can combine some flavor doesn't make that like a cholent where it became a single dish. They are whole and distinct, and each one can be eaten separately. So the fact that they were baked together doesn't intrinsically make them into a single food. But a cholent, a lasagna, a stew, a chow mein, lo mein, however you want to call it or refer to it, where they all get mixed up together into a single food, now it is a single bracha. Now, we haven't yet discussed how we figure out what bracha to make, just we're developing the concept of what's in front of me, how many foods are there. The third example, besides for like mixing grape juice or making a dough where it literally became a new entity, example number two is where you bake or you cook them together, like our lasagna or our cholent example. The third example is where you cut it up so small and mix them together, even though it's not baked, it now becomes a new entity. So for example, the classic examples of this are Israeli salad. Israeli salad is, of course, made up primarily of cucumber and tomato with a bunch of other things thrown in. But they're so finely cut. You would never eat only a cucumber in Israeli salad. if you like cucumbers, go eat a cucumber. If you're eating Israeli salad, it's because you're eating the combination of cucumber and tomato and whatever else that goes into it together. Very often fruit salad is like that, and where a fruit salad is cut so fine where it's fruit salad. It's just what it is. You would never think to pick out, oh, I only like this. You take a spoon, and the way to measure that is, do you eat it in a single spoonful full in which you get everything all at once? And that's the way you eat it. In a normal way, you just dip in your fork, you dip in your spoon, and everything comes up together. You've created a single food, even though you can look at it and see their different components, but it's really one component. So in those examples, now again, Israeli salad is a non-practical example because the same bracha for cucumbers is the same bracha on a tomato. So it's not relevant in terms of our discussion. It's relevant in terms of understanding the principle of what's in front of me. So again, we now have three examples in which a food is in front of me, and I know that there are many components in it, but I'm only going to make one bracha. So either liquids mixed together or literally kneaded together to create a new entity, one bracha. Or they're baked together like a lasagna, a lo mein, or a cholent. Or they're so finely diced together and mixed that when you eat it, mushrooms and rice is a great example. Rice, the bracha on rice is a mizonos. Mushrooms are shahako. You make a rice dish. When you serve it, you don't look, do I have a mushroom? Do I not? It's a mushroom rice dish, whatever you want to call it. So do I need to make a bracha on the rice, on the mushroom? Of course not, because the mushroom is enhancing the rice, which is my primary dish. But all of those are examples in which I now have a single entity and I need to figure out what's the bracha. Now we get to our end. How do I figure out what bracha to make? Now that I've determined what's in front of me is a single entity food, what bracha do I make? Three rules. Here are the three rules. We're going to go over them over and over again so we get it clear. First rule to look at, is there a mizonot component in this food? Because of, again, the staple that the grains of mizonos, barley, wheat, spelt, oat, rye, they're so primary, the sages understood the nature of those foods, they are primary. They just take on that status. So how would this apply, for example? Let's take the classic example. I say this just so we should remember Shabbos, Kiddush, and Shul. We should be warmed by the thought, hot dogs in a blanket, whatever you want to call them in different places in the world. The most classic dish that the children run for and adults, when no one's looking, will sneak. So you're holding on to this hot dog in a blanket. So the hot dog is the shahako. If you make a bracha on a hot dog, I should say, I don't want to say, whatever's in the hot dog. So let's say you make a shahako on a hot dog and you make a mizonos on the crust. Is this a single entity food or a double entity food? So every bite is a little bit of both. It's baked together and it's wrapped. So even though I could clearly see, here's the hot dog, I could even undo it if I wanted to. But that is a single entity food that's been baked together, that's eaten together. It's a single bracha. What bracha do I make on it? So because the wrap is a mizonos, it becomes the primary component. It just is. Even if a child likes the hot dog part better, or if the parent says that's, if there would be such a parent who would say, no, that's the healthy part. So let's say you would actually argue that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you like the hot dog better, that you want the hot dog, that you think there's some healthy component to the hot dog. The fact that it's a single food and one of the two components is a mizonos, that becomes the bracha, and we would make a bracha on that food. Similarly, cholent. Let's go back to our cholent example. Many people make cholent with barley. So barley, as it becomes cooked and processed, is going to be a mizonos. So because the cholent has a mizonos component in it, because it is a single entity food, even though here there's a little piece of meat, there's a potato, there are beans, there are lots of things in there, because it's a single entity food, even if you like meat the best, even if you like the potatoes the best or the beans the best, the presence of the barley makes the food primary. The barley becomes primary. So since I have a single entity food, I need to make the bracha on the ikar, on that which is primary. The ikar is the barley, and I make a mizonos. I should just mention, because it's important in the cholent example, remember the fact that we said in a single spoonful where you get them all together. It has to be that your cholent doesn't have as big enough pieces of meat or potatoes where you would eat only a piece of meat or a potato. Most cholents are not like that. If they're cut up small enough where you just, you know, you look blindly and you get a little bit of everything. If it were possible that it could be like my roast chicken and baked potato example, where you literally pick out only a piece of meat, then this might not be a single entity food. But in general, cholent is considered a single entity food. It gets mixed and stirred and broken down into, even if you could see a piece of meat, but you don't eat just a piece of meat. You scoop up the meat with everything that comes with it. And under such a circumstance, the bracha you would make on the cholent would be the mizonos on the, because of the barley. Another example, deli roll. For those of you who have the pleasure of eating or making deli roll, which is the same thing as our hot dog example, except in the phyllo dough you put a deli cold cuts. And so you have the same example where it becomes a single entity food. It's baked together. You eat it together. And even if you think that the deli is primary, that's why you're eating it, the presence of the mizonos trumps, and that becomes the bracha that you would make. Similarly, lasagna. Even if you are into cheese, or you are into tomato sauce, it doesn't matter. The noodle component of the pasta component of the lasagna will always define it as a mizonos. And therefore, since in all of these examples, we've first defined it as a single entity food, then we look at component number one, is there a mizonos in this food? If there is, and it's a single entity food, the bracha is going to be a mizonos. That is step number one in our rules. I must mention, I think we've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again, rice, even though its bracha is a mizonos, is an exception to the rule. Rice is not considered primary by definition. It's not one of the grains of wheat, spelt oats, oats, barley, or rye. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara why we make a mizonos on rice, but it's, even though it gets the bracha of mizonos, it doesn't have the status or the stature. So, for example, if you had rice in mixed up with other foods, it doesn't by definition mean, let's say you had a rice chicken dish that you cooked together like a cholent. You made a stew out of rice and chicken. So we would not say that by definition the rice makes it a mizonos. It would go into category number two, which we're about to get to right now. Okay, category number two is, I have one more exception, minor exception, and that is, if the regular mizonos, the flour, is not used in a significant way, then we don't really give it much significance. So for example, sometimes flour, which would become a mizonos, but it's used only as a binding agent or for color, but it's not used for substance. So for example, that's often the case, sometimes in meatballs, you put a little bit of flour in, not because you want to give flavor or substance to the meatball, you just need something to hold it together. A licorice, for example, uses flour as a binding agent. So those are examples where, even though I have a component of an ingredient of mizonos, but if it's not used for substance, then we don't really pay much attention to it. We're going to get back to that in a moment, but let's just put that out there. So again, hopefully not going too fast. How are we almost done? It's impossible. I know 20 minutes is like a nice catch, but it's like not enough time to do anything. Okay, let me go to the second rule. The second rule is, what if I don't have mizonos? I don't have mizonos. So for example, I have a meat stew with peppers. I cut meat into small little pieces. I cut some pepper up, maybe some potatoes. I make a stew. And I serve it for dinner. So it becomes a single entity food. Everything is small enough where it's like every spoonful is a little bit of everything. So I say in front, the first question I ask myself is this one food or two foods? It's one food. Okay, great. One food. What bracha do I make on this food? So I need to figure out, well, what's considered primary? Do I have a mizonos component here? I don't. It's just meat and pepper and potato. So the second thing I then look at is can I say that one food is enhancing the other? Is there a primary food here that's being enhanced by the presence of the other food? So that's, again, a subjective question. I have meat and pepper. So if you would say, I'm eating meat for dinner, but I don't like plain meat. I want to enhance it with pepper. If that's the case, what bracha would you make on your meat and pepper dish? You make a shahakol because your meat is primary. If you really like pepper and you just wanted to enhance the pepper with a little bit of protein, but yeah, I'm eating peppers. I eat peppers all the time. So then you make a hadamah. I think most people would choose a shahakol there, but it doesn't have to be, because remember, there's a third category where they're both equal. I'm just our hierarchy is, if it's a one entity food, is there mizonos? If there is a mizonos, that's the bracha you're going to make. Hot dogs in a blanket, pizza, lasagna, all of those get mizonos. Number two is, if there's no mizonos, then I look at it and I say, is one element here enhancing the others? Do I have a primary element? Let me give you another example, a quiche that you make with cheese, spinach, and eggs. Mix it all together, you bake it. No mizonos, there's no crust, it's just a crustless quiche. So how many brachas are you going to make? So the first question, how many am I going to make? I'm going to make one. I created a new entity here. Even though eggs are shahakol, cheese are shahakol, and spinach is ha'adama. So it's a single entity food. I'm only going to make one bracha. So which bracha do you make? So again, our hierarchy. Is there a mizonos here? No. Is there a clear food that's being enhanced by something else? Meaning, that's a subjective question. Would you say to yourself, I'm eating spinach. I can't eat plain spinach, so I add some cheese to it. If that's the case, you'd make a hadama. If indeed you can define one thing as primary. If you can't, because I don't think about it. Quiche is quiche. I'm eating it for all of the components. There's no primary. There's no secondary. It is what it is. Then we go to the third element, and what this will conclude for today's session is majority. The majority ingredient is considered primary. It's considered the ikker and would get the bracha. So if you eat quiche and you say, nothing's enhanced. It's not that the spinach is enhancing the cheese or the cheese. It's quiche. That's what I'm eating. So we say, good, it's a one bracha food. Which bracha? If there's no mizonos and there's no primary, intrinsic primary food, then you go with the majority ingredient. And whatever the majority ingredient is going to define what the bracha would be. So again, just to review what we did today, we still have to go on to, I have to go on to this topic. It continues to expand. First question that we addressed today is, when I have many ingredients mixed together, do I have a single or a double food in front of me? Some foods are going to be double foods, but today's topic is when they combine into a single entity, either because they're liquids mixed together or I formed a dough, or because I bake them together like a lasagna or a stew, or I cut them so small that I made a single dish. In all of those cases, I have a single food in front of me. Which single bracha do I make on all of these components? The primary one. That's what you make the bracha on. How do I determine what the primary food is? A three-staged hierarchy. Number one, if it's a single food, is there a mizonos component here? Then by definition, that's my primary food. Hot dogs in a blanket will always get a mizonos. Cholent with barley always will get a mizonos. That's why lasagna will always get mizonos, and deli roll will always get mizonos. If I don't have mizonos, is there a clear, defined ikker, primary food that's being enhanced by the other? In my house, if my boys were to eat a meat stew with peppers mixed in, it's clear. What's the primary food? The meat is the primary food. The peppers are enhancing it. They would make a shahakol. And even if by accident they ate a pepper, it doesn't matter. No bracha, because it's all considered secondary to the meat. If you have a food that's a single entity food, no mizonos, and no clear primary or secondary, it's just a quiche. I'm eating it because I want all of it. Or I like peppers and meat, and I'm eating them both. Then we go with the majority ingredient. And this is the question that drives my wife crazy in my own kitchen, in which I say, what's the mess? She's like, I didn't pay attention. I know, but I need to know what bracha to make. What did you put in here? So as you're making the foods in your kitchen, you pay attention to figure out, what's the majority food? If you can't define a primary food by mizonos or by intrinsic primary, then the majority becomes the primary food, and that would be what you would make your bracha on. Okay, there's still much more to discuss in this topic of primary and secondary. That 20 minutes fly by. And we will, Mirtz Hashem, we'll take about 2 weeks off, and then we'll review, and then we will go further onto other components and applications. We still have to get to the two-entity food, where you can't, you have to make two brachas on it, because they're both together, they're not combined, but you're eating them together, sandwich, cookie. There are lots of foods which they don't ever combine. They're just, you just happen to be eating them together, but it's not, you can't say it's a single entity, not a sandwich, like an ice cream sandwich. The sandwich cookie is clear. You just make the mezonos on the cookie. But we'll get to other examples of that as well. God willing, in the future, have a wonderful day, everyone. So good to see everyone. And we'll get together again soon.